Chapter 7. The Energy of Manifestation. The Four Key Elements. Once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. Ralph Waldo Emerson. She spotted the hot pink pants in the window and was immediately mesmerized. At 6, this was her first gotta-have-it fashion moment. My heart sank when I realized they had every size but hers. I was the designated stay-at-home parent and careful watchdog of the household budget. I was not going to pay $25 for pants she would outgrow while they sat in a drawer. I dreaded the inevitable public meltdown when the sales clerk, mouth grimaced in a silent apology, shook her head no when I asked if they were expecting another shipment. Even she could tell this child was on the brink of hysteria over these pink pants. In an act of womanly support, 4 salespeople launched a store-wide hunt. 30 minutes later, having checked every rack and every shipment box, they came up empty-handed. Now it was time to fetch her brother from school, so I did what any mother in my position would do. I lied. I said we would come back the next week and check again for the pants, then gently guided her out of the store. After grabbing an after-school snack for my son, we were passing the store again on our way out of the mall. She begged to go inside for just one more quick look. Treading lightly on this powder keg of a situation, I agreed, thinking we'd have a quick look and be on our way. It was at this moment we all entered the Twilight Zone. She walks in, and there they were. Mind you, it was only 5 minutes later. The pants weren't even hanging the right way. They were hanging sideways across a rack in the front of the store as if to say, "I'm here." It was impossible not to see these pants, even if you walked by the store from the outside. It was as if they were on special display. Unfazed, she walked right up to the pants, handed them to me, and announced, "Here are my pants." My mouth was agape in shock. I thought to myself, where in the world did those pants come from? When I approached the cashier, pants in hand, the woman who had been helping us was visibly upset. "Where did you find those pants?" she demanded. I pointed to the rack a few feet away. "Right there?" "That's impossible," she replied. "I was just there. Are you playing games with us?" She was really upset, and I couldn't blame her. It was freaky and utterly unfathomable. This was the first time, but certainly not the last, I witnessed an act of pure manifestation when an object seems to appear out of thin air. And it changed my view of reality. Some of you may rationalize that another customer returned the pants or that we just didn't see them. Sure, that would make sense. But I was there. The store was very small, and I know those pants did not exist. Then they did. From that day on, I had to know how that act of pure manifestation was possible, and whether it could be purposely replicated.